to BizRadio.com now through February 5th and register to win a prize package for two to Houston Grand Opera's new production of Cinderella. You can win limo service from City Streets Limo, dinner for two at Morton's The Steakhouse, now a second location downtown at 1001 McKinney, two tickets to Cinderella, then on to an exclusive backstage tour and cast introductions. Go to BizRadio.com for details on a dream evening for two to Houston Grand Opera's Cinderella. From Biz Radio 1320.
Ten minutes away from 8 on the Biz Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Clanton. Thank you for putting us on your agenda for the first day of February, which also happens to be our second anniversary of our Houston affiliate, Biz Radio 1320, operating for 2 years as the Biz Radio Network this morning. So congratulations to the staff and crew that run Biz Radio 1320, and of course, thanks to you, our audience, for supporting our efforts and for supporting our advertisers, too. You know, we just sat through one of the shortest breaks on the AM dial. We get complaints sometimes about, hey, you play too many commercials. No, we don't. There was three commercials in that stop set and 2 units of information for you. So I defy anybody to find a shorter stop set anywhere on the band. It is all about providing information and entertainment and making it a valuable experience.
That was probably a complaint from some caveman.
You're going to get a letter from them. You just offended the caveman public, buddy. Our guest is Jess Hewitt. What a wonderful guy. Jess Hewitt's Chief Executive Officer of Gulf Hydrocarbon and also one of the operators of biodiesel plants with his family company, Petrogas, has been doing this for quite some time. Very knowledgeable guy about the biodiesel realm and all of the applications going on. Jess, thanks for holding through the break. Before we were so rudely interrupted by the Dow Jones Money Report, we were talking about some different applications and offshoots of the technology that we expect to be coming down the pipeline, no pun intended, from this biodiesel experience. And you mentioned the fact of animal byproducts as a source of food source for the biodiesel process. And I made the offhand comment that there might actually be some medical applications come out of the things that we're learning in manipulating and handling these fuel sources.
Right. The animal fats, of course, are treated just like the vegetable oils in the process of biodiesel. We actually transesterify them, which is a big word for meaning we mix them with an alcohol like methanol.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it breaks the chain in the molecules and separates off the glycerin from the fatty acids themselves so that we can process those into fuel that we can use in our diesel engines. Taking out the glycerin, of course, makes it a much lighter product, doesn't freeze quite as easily, mm-hmm. and we can send that product off to be used for cosmetics or other types of uses.
One of the downsides from using ethanol fuel in the past has been this time of the year when the weather gets around freezing and the alcohol in that fuel attracts the water molecules and you get a separation going on and water winds up in the fuel tank of your car, clogs up your fuel filter and makes the injectors all messed up. What's being done to solve that particular vexing problem?
Well, the industry has actually created its own distribution system for ethanol to keep it dry in the process. Obviously, there's no problem with gasoline and water because mm-hmm. they separate pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Same for diesel and biodiesel and water, but ethanol has to be handled very carefully. So if you go to a petroleum terminal, you'll see a small tank off to the side. That will be the ethanol tank, and they literally keep that in that tank until it goes right into the truck to go out to the distribution point.
So they're actually mixing that stuff in the transportation trucks?
Well, not in the truck, but in the nozzle that goes into the truck. It's a very light blend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really carry around ethanol with gasoline all over the country.
Right.
It's really handled by itself until it gets ready to go to the consumer.
That's very interesting. How precise is the measurement that controls the ratio as it's being blended?
It's extremely precise, and there's two types of blenders, what they call sequential blenders or metered blenders. You know, you'd have to get an engineer to explain the difference,
mm-hmm.
but the the measurements are precise because they're only putting anywhere from 5 to 10% ethanol into these fuels in most cases.
Yeah. Now, you've got a very interesting background, too. We talked a little bit about this off air, but I wanted to bring this into the conversation for the general consumption here because you've been involved for quite some time with the Sports Car Club of America, racing in Solo 2 and Formula Ford and Spec Racer cars, Mazda, that kind of thing. And so you have a very intimate working of the mechanics of these engines and what it takes to make them, you know, go. How is the biodiesel phenomenon going to be impacting the kind of research that goes on in these car races? And let me kind of take a parenthetical note here. Ladies and gentlemen, many of the benefits that we enjoy right now in our automobiles are the direct result of the research that's gone on in these race cars that you see on the tracks all over the country, all over the world. So I guess the question then, Jess, is how are these two disciplines combining the technologies and what they're learning, and what do you see this? How do you see the biodiesel affecting that kind of research?
Well, for those racing fans out there, you will know that this past year, Audi won the American Le Mans Series hands down, not with a gasoline-powered engine, but with a diesel-powered engine.
That was fabulous.
Fabulous car. It actually ran here in Houston, Brent. I don't know if you were out there to hear it, but it was very, very quiet.
It did not sound like a Mac.
It really did not. And the nice thing about it was that it got very good fuel economy, so they actually won many of these races because they didn't have to stop for fuel as often as the gasoline-powered vehicle. Now, let's take that technology and apply it into cars today. Today, you can walk down the street to a Mercedes dealer and buy a very similar engine to that, the E320 CDI, which is a common rail diesel engine, and that engine has BlueTEC technology, which makes it a low-emission vehicle with high mileage. I drive the previous version. My mileage on highway, 40 miles per gallon, the car has a range of 850 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's running on a 20% biodiesel, 80% diesel fuel blend in the tank.
And what's the noise level like in that engine? Because that's always been a real detractor for diesel engines.
When I first got the car, some of my neighbors came over, wanted to ride in it, and they all commented how quiet it was.
Wow.
Very, very quiet. It's a very quiet engine, very clean engine, and we're going to be seeing more of these clean engines because the president mentioned that he wanted clean diesel vehicles here in the United States.
Well, and those of you who realize the distribution chain for Mercedes-Benz, those engines usually wind up in a Chrysler or Jeep product within 3 to 5 years down on the assembly line. So that's going to be even more broadly distributed before much longer.
Brent, you're exactly right. I was in France this summer. There was a Chrysler 300 diesel running around there.
Ooh, very cool. Jess, we're out of time. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Good stuff, and we'll look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks
All right.
for the opportunity.
Jess Hewitt, CEO of Gulf Hydrocarbon, here on the Biz Radio Network. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Thanks to Buddy in the Booth for keeping us running smoothly. We're going to pause for Lou Dobbs, and we'll follow that up with CNN News and the Mike Norman Experience next on the Biz Radio Network. I'm Brent Clanton. Have a profitable day.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The latest quarterly earnings report from Dow Component ExxonMobil may influence stock prices.